I saw these feet sticking up. She was down in this debris. So a couple of the guys who were there with me helped pull the tables and whatever was on top of her off so she could stand up. She had a cut on the back of her head. It was bleeding probably worse than it actually was. But, you know, at that time we thought it was pretty serious. Janine, you know, when her feet were sticking up in the air during the tornado, had lost one of her shoes. So I took one of my shoes off and gave it to her, and we decided to get out of there and get out of that area and go back home, and started walking down Main Street. So here I am with one shoe, and Janine has this cut in the back of her head with one of my shoes on and her shoe going down Main Street. But this was pretty typical of what was going on. People were in shock. They're going in all different directions. There were people behind Pizza Hut who had escaped and were on their garage roofs, standing on piles of debris. Some of them were yelling out of second-story windows, you know, help me, help me, help me. It was a pretty chaotic situation. Somehow we made it close to the courthouse, and Janine started to kind of panic. She was kind of in shock, so I'll let her explain some of the thoughts that were going through her head.
On our way down West Main Street to the center of town, we had tried to thumb a ride to see if we could get to our house quicker than just walking, because our house was in Pinecrest Gardens. So someone dropped us off behind where the Central Junior High is now. It used to be the old high school, in the tennis courts. From that point, I saw it looked like a World War II had broken out. And I was kind of crying and walking with one of Brian's shoes and the other of my heel shoe, and walking down. And I think the saddest sight that I ever saw was seeing all the neighbors on our street, which is Eden Rock Drive in Pinecrest Gardens, all huddled together at one end of the street, just looking up at the devastation of all the houses of the neighbors and them and theirs. And that was very, very sad. We walked up to our house to see if we can find our dog. We called her name, Ribsy. We kept calling and calling, but we didn't get any answer. So we kind of decided that she probably was taken with a tornado. And our house was a brick ranch house with no basement. So all sides except one, I think, and part half of the front were down. And it was very weird on the inside. Later, when we went back to look for things, my good dishes and glassware, the crystal, were all kept perfectly inside one of the cabinets, but there was devastation all over the rest of the house. We were so blessed and so fortunate.
We were fortunate. And the things we had lost, mostly college textbooks, wedding presents, were maybe not as critical as a person maybe in their 50s or 60s who had raised their family and lost memorabilia from their family. So overall, Janine had the little cut on her head. I actually had to have my ears cleaned out because of the debris that was sucked in. I had terrible ear pressure and terrible ear problems about 2 or 3 weeks after the tornado. So I had to have my ears pumped out. But overall, we came out of it pretty well. You know, our hearts went out to the people who had lost family and, you know, just things they couldn't replace. And our little dog actually turned up within 2 days. Our neighbors across the street, the Wathels, had found her under a wrecked car. So we were happy about that. We gave her a good bath. But it was certainly something we'll never forget. And, you know, we relive it from time to time. But it's hard to believe it's been 40 years.